Blog Talk Radio.
And it's doing it again, as I tell you. It's the way it works. Yeah, I jinxed it.
People see me walking down the street, they all run and hide. I used to take it personally, not take it in stride. I got nothing against no one, I wouldn't hurt a fly. To think I'm mean, and here's why. Here's why.
It's 8 o'clock Wednesday night. Of course, depending where you're at, it could be 11 o'clock. Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather.
I'm Joe Frazier with Love of Pit Radio.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're gonna get,
my name's
Diane. We're going to get it. We're going to get it.
We love Pitbull.
We're going to get it. Joe Frazier and Diane.
Bunch of other stuff on
I'm going to let... We're going to get it. Welcome back, you guys, Joe, Diane. We got a fun show tonight. Diane, who's sharing the stage tonight?
Our guest tonight is Jennifer Kennedy of the Kane Directing Anti-Chain Campaign.
All right, this is a good one, and.
Yeah.
This is something that you know, this is not doesn't pertain strictly this particular topic of chaining and tethering. It's a big issue with all breeds and types of dogs, but which makes it very important for us to discuss it tonight is because of the pit bull, and we're going to find out more about the types of behavior that develop out of long-term chaining and tethering, et cetera. So looking forward to hearing from Jennifer on that one. This is a call-in show. Let's see if I get the numbers right tonight. 929-477-2860 is our call-in number. We can't do the show without you. 929-477-2860. I want to get to Joe and get an update on what's going on with Love of Pit Rescue. But real quick, Diane. You have a gift from the Pitbull Advocate to the callers, and I asked you, and what is that? What are we doing tonight? What are we doing tonight?
We're doing a sticker for anybody that calls in and presses one. We're doing a free sticker, a free PBA sticker.
All right, and how we're going to get that to you, we're going to play that by ear. We're going to get your info message at the PBA with your address, and we'll get that all shipped out to you in an adequate fashion. We can work that out. But I had asked you, I said, is this for the first caller for prize? First caller gets? No, this is every caller who calls. 929-477-2860. Joe, you've got a little bit of news over there at Love a Pit. What's going on?
Yeah, so Beth has been in foster for almost a year now, and their foster contacted us and is wanting to finalize adoption with her. So
we have a foster failure.
Yep.
Is that what we call them? The foster failure. I've been there, and I tell you, I failed big time with this guy. There he is, my boy, Shavaya. Long story, you don't want to hear it, but he's 13 years old, and he's been with me for just about over 10 of that. So, awesome. I'd love to hear when everything works out. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and bring Jennifer on because I want to know what's going on. Hey, Jennifer, welcome to the Pitbull Advocate.
Hey, Mr. D, good evening to both of you and
that's
Diane
the first.
And Joe. Hi. How is everyone?
Mr. D, I feel like a school teacher now. I'm like the hey, Mr. D, that's a metal shop teacher right there, man. You know, the wood shop teacher that lets you make a bong. You know, so.
Oh, my.
But, so what I want to know right off the bat, you've been really active in anti-dogfighting campaigns and stuff like that. But specifically, we're talking tonight about Unchained USA, Canine Unchained USA. What was it that led you in that direction? I mean, was there something that you had witnessed, or is just something that kept coming at you and coming at you while you finally, I got to do something about this?
Yes. Well, definitely. Thank you for having me on the show. Yes, the topic of chain dogs has become my absolute obsession. I've always been an animal lover, but I am rather new to the advocacy world, if you want to call it. It actually all started due to a viral video that somehow came across my screen back in 2015 of this beautiful boxer fighting for his life in the back of a hot vehicle. Well, I was so disturbed by the video, I just froze. But from there, to try to make a long story short, I looked into the problem of dogs in hot vehicles. I found out it was a real problem. I started with my family and some friends, volunteers, started a patrolling rescue here in California, patrolling the parking lot and reporting dogs in hot vehicles. Well, it didn't take long with investigation to find out that to cover bases legally, you have to find out what laws can cover you when you're working with animals. So I looked in to see what kind of legislation was in place to help Good Samaritans with aiding dogs in hot cars, and I found out there was a bill in place at the time, and that was all it took. I got so excited to find out how I could help make an impact, and I could endorse and help lobby for such a good bill to protect so many thousands of dogs, you know, across the state. Yeah. It was a statewide law, and that's when my passion for legislation and helping, in particular, dogs. I like to advocate for all the animals, but doggies are close, near and dear to my heart. And so that just was Pandora's box for me. And then I just went crazy. I just wanted to join every group and every organization and meet every advocate I possibly could to find out what I could do to help fight for the injustices and the cruelty, you know, against our animals and our dogs. So from there, I started meeting and connecting with a lot of people. And then
the long-term, and I know you've got some laws out there in California now, but how widespread is this, the long-term chaining been going on? How widespread is it?
Getting to that part, I started seeing these stories. As I connected with people and joined groups, I started seeing more and more of these cases of dogs and their sad, dejected faces, emaciation. And as the seasons came and went, dogs freezing to death, dogs dying from heat exhaustion. And I call it an epidemic. It's a chronic epidemic. With some research, I found out that California has one of the stronger pieces of legislation in place when you when you're looking statewide. We have a three-hour tethering limitation within a 24-hour period. And it is one of the better ones, like I said, looking at state. But what we're currently, since I've started with the anti-dogfighting campaign, they have picked up this torch, and I'm excited. I'm very elated to have joined with them because dogfighting, just like you said, dogfighting pit bulls, it chaining covers any breed of dog. But I would say in the 90 percentile, the majority of dogs that you will find on chains and suffering are pit bulls because they want the tough dog. They want the, you know, the guard dog. They want the mean dog to scare everyone away. So that's who they put on the end of the chain.
So, well, they in turn are, you know, Joe, Diane, maybe agree with me on this, that the people that are, you know, going out instilling this aggression in their dogs by keeping on chains and not socializing their dogs because they want that badass pit bull, are they... Do you think they are buying into the same stereotype of the pit bull type dogs that the anti pit bull crowd are buying into? Or I mean, they're most definitely in encouraging that thought process in people and go, you know, and associate the pit bull with this person with chaining of the dog.
Yeah, it is, I think, part to some individuals is part of the image. I mean, you can even get shirts, and I think even one of the the Jenner girls. I can't even think of her name. Kardashian. I think one of the Kardashian girls even was posing for a line of clothing with two pit bulls with the cropped ears, spike collars, and holding chains. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, that's going to really help us out here. Let's endorse it in advertising.
Yeah.
They're like, this is a cool thing to do, you know, have a bunch of pit bulls on chains. Oh, that,
I didn't hear that.
It's been a little while ago. It wasn't really recent, but it was definitely upsetting to see. And then there was actually a T-shirt as well that had this really aggressive-looking pit bull with, I think, glowing red eyes that Walmart had put out.
Boy.
I think the pit was on chains, and people were calling for a recall to take it off the shelves, go ahead.
You've got the three-hour tether law in California within a 24-hour period?
Correct.
How enforceable is that? I mean, if you've got a neighbor, and you're seeing this constantly, the dog on the tether, it's 100 degrees outside, and the dog's been out there for 6 hours on his on his tether.
Mm-hmm.
How enforceable is that? I mean, what is the process? Hey, my neighbor's dog's been out there for 6 hours. I mean, there's the burden of proof. I mean, do you videotape? Then, of course, you're in violation. Oh, why are you videotaping this? What's the process?
Right. Well, unfortunately, it kind of depends on what area you're in. One of the loopholes, and this is one of the things that I'm actually really excited because I'm just about ready, finished wrapping up with a, I've been calling it the master bill, is I've been gleaning no unattended tethering bills across the country and taking all the best pieces, the most humane verbiage out of all the different ones I can find, tweaking it, adding my own due to cases I've seen and what really needs to be placed in there because a lot of times the laws are too vague. I mean, some of them literally will say, like, you can't cruelly chain your dog, period. It's like, well, okay, there's so much room for interpretation. So with California's with California's tethering limitation, one of the loopholes within that law, it says that you can only chain your dog to a single point, a single point tether for a maximum of 3 hours to perform a brief task or what is deemed appropriate by animal control. So basically it's giving the power over to animal control to determine and evaluate ultimately the situation. So if you have a good animal control, I mean, that's like on top of it, you've got enough officers out there that can answer these calls. In my area, my team is on it. I'm in El Dorado County. I love my my animal control team in El Dorado County because they are on it. You call if you see it, you call it, they go. Now, in particular, I have connections with several advocates in the Kern County area in California. Not so much. They have a real problem where animal control basically takes their authority to interpret the law. And unfortunately, often they're looking away. And so these dogs are still staying on there. So if you can get footage, if you see it, if you're within the state of California, if you do see a dog on a single point tether, you can get video footage and turn it into your animal control as evidence. But that's the reason why we're pushing for a no unattended tethering, because all it takes is eyeballing it, the situation.
Yeah.
And
so,
go ahead.
What do you say to a person? I mean, obviously don't want poor relationships with your neighbors. If you're reporting this, I mean, I'm sure you can report anonymously, but depending on where the dog is located, they're going to figure it out. What do you, real quick, free stickers, 929-477-2860.
Yes.
And you get to ask our guest, you get to ask Jennifer a question. 929-477-2860. Hey, if you don't call tonight, we'll probably end up giving away more stickers next week anyway. But let's see what. Well, we're going to have plenty here real quick to send out. One more time, 929-477-2860. Give us a call. Jennifer, in short, what do you say to a person that says, mind your own business?
Well, that's when generally I say, well, animal cruelty and abuse is everyone's business. Just like you step in if you see an elderly person abused or a child being abused, it's a moral issue. And it is truly everyone's business to get involved. You should never stay silent. Always blow the whistle. When you
Absolutely.
See something, say something.
Absolutely.
Always.
You know, that reminds me, you were talking about dogs in hot cars, and that in itself is a, excuse me, hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
Gosha, where are you at? Come on. Yeah, that was bad. But seriously, I mean, all that aside, when I first moved to this town, I was in the Safeway parking lot and a little supermarket here in town. And my wife was inside, and I'm outside. I got the motor running, and the hatch is open, and I'm blasting it to AC. It was probably 10 o'clock in the morning and almost about 85, 90 degrees. I'm in Arizona.
Right.
So we're cool. We got a big bowl of water. He's loving it, and everything's cool. And this guy rolls up next to us, and he's got a dog in the back seat, elderly guy and his wife. And I see the windows down, probably about maybe 2 inches on both windows in the back. And I just said, are you going to just leave him there? Mind your own business. I said, well, I just made it my business. He thought, basically, and it escalated. And I said, well, I'm just going to call animal control,
Yeah.
And then he turns around, and he pulls the guy's 70s, maybe 70, 80 years old. He pulls a knife out of it, a little pocket knife out, and
my gosh.
And he points it at me. And it's
my gosh.
It's a little little bitty, it's like a little bitty butt knife, and he points it at me, and I laugh. I just, you know, that's all I can really do right then. It's like, you pull a knife on me, dude? And he puts it away.
Oh, goodness.
He says, let's go. And he, you know, and I called the sheriff, and they're taking off. And I called the sheriff, and they go, I gave him the license plate number, and they showed up on his doorstep, and they're and the sheriff calls me back. He says, do you want to press charges? I said, did you talk to him and tell him he shouldn't be doing that? He says, yes, sir. I said, no, I won't be pressing charges. Thank you. But get involved. I mean, don't get yourself shot for crying out loud, but get involved. I mean, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a position, but there's always a way.
Right. Well, what we did when we patrolled, we made it about the dog themselves, because often if you what I have found is that if you direct the attention towards the person themselves, they're going to instantly become combative. But if you we always just said, you know, we're so worried, we're freaked out about your dog. They look so hot and so sweaty. Can we bring some water? Or can we, you know, if you kind of keep the focus on the dog themselves and not so much as, you know, why are you doing that? We found that we got further faster, kind of, you know, the whole honey with bees with honey instead of flies kind of thing. And usually that was effective, but every situation is going to be different, of course. Absolutely, always say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now there's an organization, Joe. I don't know if you remember, or if Diane. 8 minutes left on the clock. Advocates, free sticker 929-477-2860. Don't make us do all the work. Having a really good time, Jennifer, on this one.
For sure.
But Joe, Diane, and there's a group. I think they're in Detroit, and Jennifer, you might want to look into these guys and maybe implement some of their program. What they do is they'll go around these neighborhoods, and a lot of the yards in these neighborhoods are not fenced yards. So people, if their dog want their dog out, there no fence. Yes, they're doing the right thing by putting the dog out on a tether, but a lot of these dogs are out there all day long. But so what they do is run and they build these kennels for these dogs. Mm-hmm. They will build chain link fences so people have these yards where their dogs can run around, you know, without being on the tether, and they're safe. Do you know who I'm talking about, Joe? Do you, Jennifer, you know?
This is Fort Fido here, we have actually worked with Fences with Fido a few times to keep dogs in homes.
Yes. Fences for Fido is a really good one, and there's actually quite a few across the country. Within the group that you had mentioned that we got going, the Canine Unchained USA, I created that as I saw these stories. I'm like, okay, as America, this is so anti-American. We need to have a focal point where we can share stories, we can share information, share forms and files and data all in one place. And we do have a file within the group that lists a lot of these fence building organizations. I talk very frequently with a Spitfire awesome advocate named Evie Kettler in LaGrange, Georgia, who single-handedly
Take that name down, Diane. Take that name down. What was the name?
Yeah, her name is Evie Kettler. Evie Kettler. She's on my friends list. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
She's
amazing. We might want to talk to her.
You do. You definitely want to talk to her. She's awesome.
All right.
She pretty much single-handedly.
Diane.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just telling Diane, go ahead and set that one up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she just about single-handedly got anti-tethering laws applied in her town of LaGrange, Georgia. Some of the times she had to appear before her commissioners by herself or just one or two other advocates, and she persisted. It took her about, 15 or 18 months of solid, relentless you know, meetings, taking time off work, you name it, to get these, to get an ordinance passed in her area. And with her persistence,
yeah,
she got it done, and she's amazing. There's a lot of great advocates out there that are doing the same thing. And so what we're hoping to do with the anti-chain campaign, with the anti-dog fighting campaign, right now we have a survey, which is one of the biggest building pieces of the building blocks for the campaign, is we want America to speak out in mass, large
mm-hmm.
amounts of data. With this survey, we want to be able to present this feedback. It's basically eyewitness accounts by professionals, veterinarians, animal control, the rescue groups out there that see this suffering, see the injuries, the amputated arm, you know, the paws and the embedded collars, and the you know, freezing and the drownings of these dogs that are left behind during hurricanes and floods, and they're
yeah.
coming back and finding their corpses still chained to the ground. They see this, and we want to hear these stories. And these stories are going to be we're taking down with this survey, and we want to be able to present thousands of these stories and go to Congress with them.
If I could suggest something, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
I live in Pennsylvania. Okay, Governor Wolf signed into effect Lieber's Law June 29th of last year.
Awesome man.
For the chaining and tethering. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I actually I followed Libre's story from the very beginning and how they fought
mm-hmm.
so hard, and it was introduced once and it died, I think it was in October, in large
mm-hmm.
part due to the opposition that came in, the NRA and
yeah.
some of the hunting clubs, because they were afraid that it would inhibit their pigeon shoots, and so the bill
right.
died. But thankfully, you have some good people there, like Brian Bizarro, great. Kristen Tulo of HSUS, she's awesome. They kept pushing and pushing to get Libre's Law through, finally.
And Governor Wolf is pretty, you know, hard on this. He made it so that the fines for the first time are extraordinary. The second time, they're even worse, and they're with jail time. You have to check your dog on a chain or a tether every 15 minutes. They must have food. They must have water.
Yeah, that's a huge
change. Maybe you should
change.
Get in touch with him, because I think he's doing a great job.
Oh, absolutely, and I love they put Libre's little paw print when they signed the bill. They're like, here's a little Libre's paw there.
Paw
so cute. Love that boy. He's so
yeah.
precious. Great, a great mascot and advocate for the animals of Pennsylvania. So that was such a relief to get that passed. So, yeah, I mean, things
yeah.
like that, you know, getting those passed. And so kind of our plan right now is my local animal control chief of 30-plus years of lobbying, who's so awesome, and he hates tethering. He is working with me here, and he is going to be taking the bill draft that we've put together here and going to be presenting this amendment / upgrade to our California law. He's going to be presenting it before the board of the California Animal Welfare Association. So,
hey, Jennifer,
super excited.
And
mm-hmm.
Everybody, we're
wrapping
down
up
to the we're going to, on the what we call, not in the last 40 seconds of regulation time.
All right.
You give us 30 minutes, and then we're going to use up another 5 minutes after that, and, you know, kind of get things kind of winding down. We're going to play, how do you say this name up there, Diane? Is that Tiki Tane? Tiki Tane?
Tiki Tane.
Yeah,
cool.
Is our closing track tonight. But real quick, I didn't do my shout-outs. Debbie Dahmer, Voices Carry for Animals.
Yay.
Paul's Cause Radio. Hey, And we are 3, 2, 1. We are in overtime. Gordon Schell, Rebecca Corey, stand up for pitch, everybody. Y'all know about stand up for pitch, right?
Yeah.
Comedy show, Big Thing, lots
Ooh.
Of laughs. Standupforpitch.us. Yeah, check
Sounds
it out.
Awesome.
Standupforpitch.us. They're going to be in Detroit September 7th.
Awesome.
Be there. I don't have ticket prices or anything like that, but all the information is right there. Standupforpitch.us. Big thanks, Gordon Schell, Rebecca Corey. I'm waiting for him to come down this way so that I can go see him in Phoenix or Prescott or something like that out here. I haven't seen anything on the schedule there, but check it out. Maybe they're coming to your area.
Fun.
That's a good cause. Speaking of fundraising events, Jennifer with the anti-dogfighting campaign, shoot me a message. I've got a few tracks that I'm working on for a fundraising CD.
Oh, fun.
The idea is we've got two tracks in. We've got the loops and the beats down on a lot of that. We've got a live guitar track on one. We got to add live drum track on the other, and then add the lyrical content and the vocals. Looking
nice.
Through about 3 or 4 tracks. So to get those CDs printed, instead of just doing downloads, people get a physical copy. So the idea is an initial pressing about 400 to 500, and we can send you those CDs, however many you want, pay the postage, and then you can sell them for like $10. And it doesn't cost you anything to do. And that way, I don't sell the CDs, and then there's no money that touches my hands. I just send you the product, and you can take care of that. You could take them down to if you're going out and doing any public events and stuff like that, or sell them off a website or something. So I want to talk to you about, especially if you know anybody, musicians or something that might want to get involved.
Definitely. I mentioned a few that I've been had connections with too. So we can get in touch with that as well. And and just really quick, I don't want to take extra time because I know you're wrapping it up. But just I'm mainly if we can direct people to the Canine Unchained group where the survey is there. So I just want to let people know that's where they can fill out the survey if they go there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
send that to me.
You bet.
Yeah. Give us your Facebook page, Jennifer, and a email address if you got one so people can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. I will send that on to you for sure. Yeah, so we welcome anyone. Come on over.
Why don't you put that out on the air right now while we're still here. How are people going to find you on Facebook?
Yes, if they want to find the group, K9, it's going to be K/9, Unchained, USA, you can do exclamation mark. And then if they want to join, I have our survey, the anti-dogfighting campaign survey, and the promo and everything. We have a promo that we put together. Everything should be pinned as an announcement, and that way they can fill the survey out there and hopefully share it with everyone that they can. So we need the numbers. We need thousands of stories.
All right. Well,
thank you.
We've got a pretty good audience coming in there. Thank you, Diane, really, for, like I said, the hardest working person is social media. We'll get that link up there to your Facebook page and direct them to you there so they can take that survey. Like I say, the numbers, we need to get it out there, so we're going to do what we can for you on that one.
Thank you. Yeah, we will have an Unchained Nation. I know we will. We just have to keep pushing for it.
Absolutely. Yep. Never give in. Never give up. That's our motto here at the.
All
right.
That's the way
to
guys.
Be. Joe, Diane, always a pleasure working with y'all. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Yeah.
And
thanks for having me.
We're going to talk to you again real soon. We're going to have you
I'm
back.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right.
Turn up the headphones.
It's a give ahead and stick around and listen to this.
Before I begin, you've got to know where I'm coming from. Together with Poor Justice, it is the people who wrote this song. We are the ones who have the choice and can speak up and use our voice, make a real difference and change the lives of those who are living in pain. We are the ones who wrote the song to show the animal abuse is wrong. We have the power to make it all stop. I'm telling you, enough is enough. Enough is enough.